弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
时间过得很快，马上我们要庆祝圣诞节了，是不是
？So fast, we're approaching Christmas soon.
我们唱这个圣诞节的歌曲，也看到我们已经有这个圣诞节的装饰在这里哈。
As we sing the Christmas carols and we see the decorations are up.
那在开始之前，我跟大家讲到那个牧师。跟师母为每一个家庭祷告哈。
So, I want to announce one more time that Becky and I will pray for you each week.
那谢谢弟兄姐妹，大家反应都很快，我们基本上都明年都 sign up 差不多了哈。
And thank you all for filling up the form so soon.
好像在座的已经签名了。
I think everyone signed up for one week.
那我们呢因为大家签名很快，所以我们决定呢从这个星期就开始为大家祷告。
So we decided that it's filled so up so quickly, so we'll start praying for you this week.
我想能够在神面前为大家代祷是我们觉得非常荣幸的一件事情。
It is our honor to be able to pray for you guys.
好，开始之前我们做一个简短的祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你
，Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你配得我们一切的赞美
，because you are worthy of our praises.
特别是在纪念耶稣基督诞生的日子
，especially as we remember your birth.
再一次想到你的爱是何等的长阔高深
，reminded that how deep and wide your love toward us.
你将你的独生子赐给我们
，and you give us your only begotten Son.
成为我们的救赎主
，to be our Savior.
成为我们人生的盼望
and to be our hope.
我们特别的献上感恩
and we give you special thanks.
特别是今天我们来思考这个复活的故事
as we ponder about the resurrection today.
也再一次提醒我们主你已经胜过了这世界上的一切
remind us that you have the triumph over everything.
愿主的圣灵今天特别感动我们的心
May your Holy Spirit moving among us.
愿所说的跟所听的都可以同感一灵。
May all of us may be moved by your Holy Spirit.
愿主祝福我们下面分享的时间。
Bless our time.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
Pray all this in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen. 每到圣诞节的时候呢，我们知道大家都要馈送礼物。
We know that Christmas season is all about giving gifts.
那最高兴的当然是小孩子们了哈。
And the kids are really happy.
那都要等不及看今年的圣诞节你要送给他们什么礼物。
Just can't wait to unwrap their gifts.
但是美国人都有个习惯，这圣诞礼物是不可以提前打开的。
But the American culture is you can't open it early.
一定要等到圣诞节当天的早上才可以打开。
But you have to wait until the Christmas morning.
所以那是一个惊喜，对不对
？So it'll be a surprise.
那天早上呢，孩子们起的都特别的早。
So the kids will get up so early.
一定要跑到圣诞树下，把那个礼物打开啊，看到底给我送的什么礼物。
And they would run to the Christmas tree and to get their gifts.
这是一种惊喜哈。
And that's a good surprise for them.
这是美国文化的一部分。
Also part of American culture.
我们喜欢给别人一些惊喜。
Like to throw surprises at people.
所以在这里长大的孩子们呢。常常他们会有这种习惯要给一些惊喜哈。
So, Americans, they're used to this part of culture.
所以以前有几个女儿的话就决定给她妈妈一个惊喜。
So there used to be a few daughters want to surprise their mother.
因为她母亲要过生日了，他们就决定说啊，到她母亲的公司就偷偷的把这个她的办公桌就给她装饰好，给她庆祝生日。
They want to celebrate her mother's birthday by throwing a party at her company.
所以第二天她母亲到公司一上班一看，哇，这个她的办公桌带回来庆祝她的生日哈。
So the mother was caught up in surprise on the day she went to work.
给她一个非常大的惊喜。
A very big surprise.
不过这惊喜之后她妈妈也很生气。
But then her mom was kind of upset.
为什么呢？因为呢公司人本来不知道她多大年纪的哈。
Because her colleagues didn't know how old she was.
结果呢，她女儿把 50岁这么大贴在她那个办公桌上哈。
But her daughters put a huge 50 sign in her office.
结果全公司的人都知道她今年50岁了。
Now everyone knows she's 50.
因为我们亚洲人长得比较年轻一点，所以美国人猜不到我们的年纪的。
Because as Asians we have baby face, so Americans don't tell.
所以这个惊喜之外，也有一些格外的惊奇哈。
So other than surprise, there is also shock.
那么今年我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，我们会不会有格外的惊喜呢？
So as we celebrate Christmas, will we still experience any surprise?
我们年复一年的去庆祝这个圣诞节。
As we celebrate Christmas every year.
同样的故事反复的讲。
The same story has been told.
我们是不是还能体会到那意想？不到的惊奇。
Can we still experience the unexpected marvels?
所以今天我们就特别来看这个约翰福音，我们继续来看约翰福音的七个神迹。
Today we are going to continue to study the miracles in the Gospel of John.
那么今天看的这个神迹就是拉撒路复活。
And today is the resurrection of Lazarus.
这是最后一个神迹。
This is the last miracle.
也是最精彩的一个神迹。
Also the most wonderful one.
我们看到耶稣在这些神迹中不但可以医治瘫子。
Jesus can not only heal the paralytic.
使瞎眼的可以看见。
And let the blind see.
他更可以使死人复活。
He can raise the dead.
所以这个神迹也是相当的震撼。
This miracle is quite astounding.
耶稣有胜过死亡的权势。
Jesus has the power to overcome death.
这个要求我们今天来怎么样来面对这个当年在马槽中出生的婴孩。
So how should we face Jesus who was born in the manger?
好，下面我们就请大家来看这段经文哈。
Now let's take a look at the scriptures.
在约翰福音第十一章。
John chapter 11.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开约翰福音第十一章，我们看第一节到44节。
We're going to read verse 1 to 44.
这段经文是很长的哈。
It's pretty long.
所以我们分三部分来看。
So we're going to divide it to three parts.
那么第一节到第十六节呢，是耶稣得知拉撒路已经死了。
Verse 1 to 16, Jesus knew Lazarus is dead.
所以我们先来读这几节经文。
So we're going to read these verses.
约翰福音第十一章第一节，有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼。就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。
Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha.
这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦他的脚，擦他脚的。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟。
It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick.
他姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
Therefore the sisters sent to him saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.
耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it.
耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子并拉撒路。
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天。
So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was.
然后对门徒说，我们再往犹大去吧。
Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again.
门徒说，拉比。犹太人进来要拿石头打你，你还往那里去吗？
The disciples said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and are you going there again?
耶稣回答说，白日不是有12个小时吗？人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。
Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in a day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world.
若在黑夜走路就必跌倒，因为他没有光。
But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him.
耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。
These things he said, and after that he said to them, Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up.
门徒说，主啊， 他若睡了就必好了。
Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well.
耶稣这话是指着他死说的，他们却以为是照常，是说照常睡了。
However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest in sleep.
耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了。
Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead.
我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去吧。
And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him.
多马又称为底图马，就对那同作门徒的说，我们也去和他同死吧。
Then Thomas, who is called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him.
好，我们暂时就先读到这里哈。
I'm going to pause here.
因为这一段是讲到拉撒路的死生病的消息，耶稣听到了。
Jesus heard that Lazarus is dead.
而且耶稣知道他已经死了。
And Jesus knew that he's dead.
那么接下来的十七节到十三节这一大段呢，这是耶稣去慰问这个玛利亚跟马大的这个故事。
Following by verse 17 to 37, Jesus visits Martha and Mary.
那么最后这一段38到44节呢，才是耶稣行使神迹的这一段。
In verse 38 to 44 is Jesus raises Lazarus.
这个故事是很长哈。
It's a long story.
我们前面看了七个神迹，有的神迹只有五节经文，对不对？
All the miracles that we've studied so far, some of them are short, only five verses.
那么这个故事整个44节经文。
And this story takes 44.
那我们知道上一次耶稣的神迹是医治瞎子，那个有41节经文。
When Jesus healed the blind, there was 41 verses.
那个也是很长的。
Very long story.
不过那个故事呢，耶稣是首先有神迹，然后是接下来耶稣跟其他人之间的互动。
But that was the miracle itself first, and then Jesus interact with others.
那这个故事正好是相反，耶稣呢先是和不同的人有互动，然后最后才有复活的这个神迹。
This story is the opposite. Jesus interacted with different groups of people, and then healed, raised Lazarus last.
所以耶稣呢在这里面一共呢和三组不同的人有互动。
So Jesus interacted with three groups of people.
那么第一组呢就是门徒。
The first is the disciples.
那么第二组就是马大跟玛利亚。
And the second is Mary and Martha.
最后呢就是跟这个周围的这些人啊，来探望马大玛利亚的邻居啊、亲戚呢，还有从耶路撒冷来的犹大人。
And the third group is the Jews, the neighbors and the relatives.
所以我们先来看耶稣跟门徒之间的互动。
Let's take a look at how Jesus interacted with the disciples.
那门徒呢已经跟随耶稣大概有三年半的时间了。
The disciples have followed Jesus for about 3.5 years.
所以呢他们呢是非常了解耶稣的了。
So they know Jesus very well.
而且他们曾经看过耶稣行的神迹。
They've also witnessed the miracles Jesus performed.
耶稣在拉撒路复活之前也行过复活的神迹。
Jesus resurrected someone else before the case of Lazarus.
那是在加利利的拿因城这个地方哈。
In Nain, in Galilee.
耶稣曾经使一个寡妇的儿子复活了。
Resurrected a widow's son.
不过面对拉撒路之死，这些门徒啊，依然是不得要领哈。
But when facing with the death of Lazarus, the disciples are still confused.
首先呢，他们门徒比较迷惑，他不太清楚耶稣做所说所做的到底是怎么回事。
Disciples are so confused. They have no idea what Jesus said means.
那么我们知道，耶稣首先在第四节就讲了说，这个病不至于死，对不对？
Jesus said in verse 4 that this sickness is not unto death.
但是最后到第十节他说这个怎么样，哎呀，拉撒路已经死了。
But verse 14, Jesus said Lazarus is dead.
所以耶稣搞不清他到底是要死还是没死。
So disciples are confused whether or not he will die.
然后第二点呢，当他是得知了这个拉撒路生，耶稣说我们一定要去。
A second, when they learned about Lazarus, Jesus said, let's go to him.
那么这个时候呢，门徒啊就考量这个安全问题了。
And disciples were thinking about safety.
因为当时这个耶路撒冷的这个犹太人当权呢，已经定义了，一定要把耶稣治死了。
Because the Jewish authority decided to kill Jesus.
所以呢，他如果耶稣去的话，确实有这个生命危险。
So there is it's very risky to go there.
所以就门徒就想了，这种情况你还要去吗？
So disciples wondered, why would you take this risk?
如果拉撒路的病不至于死的话，那你也不用这么着急嘛。
If Lazarus won't die, you don't have to rush.
再者说了，你不可以有这个遥距医治嘛，这个能力，对不对？
Or can you just heal him from the distance?
你把他治好了不就完了吗？
Just heal him.
如果他人已经死的话，那你还要去干什么呢？
And if Lazarus is already dead, why would you go there?
所以我们看到这十二门徒之一的这个叫多马哈。
So we see one of the twelve, Thomas.
他有个外号，也被称作叫怀疑的多马哈。
Also known as the doubting Thomas.
因为他耶稣从死里复活之后，他也曾怀疑，哎呦，这个是不是耶稣？他怀疑的哈。
When Jesus resurrected, he also had the question.
这里他就说，哎呀，那我们也去和他一块儿死吧。
Thomas said, "Let us also go and die with him."
和谁一块死呢？是和拉撒路一块死。
He meant to die with Lazarus.
那么，其实这是一种无奈哈。
Somehow he is helpless.
但是我想，这不是多马一个人的想法。
But it's not only Thomas.
我想其他的门徒大概也是有同样的感想哈。
All of the other disciples might also feel hopeless.
对呀，我们这样去的话，肯定怎么样，也会跟他们一起死的了。
We will die if we go with them.
所以这里我们就看到说，门徒对耶稣的反应，虽然他们那么了解耶稣，但这个时候他们依然不清楚耶稣要怎么样的做。
So the disciples know Jesus, but they had no idea what Jesus would do.
所以呢，这个时候我们可能忍不住就要开始批评门徒了。
We may not can't help to criticize the disciples.
不过在我们批评门徒之前，我们可以看到一点门徒的优点跟长处。
But let's take a look at their strengths.
那这个长处是什么？至少门徒虽然疑惑，虽然犹豫，但是他们怎么样？他们还是决定要跟着耶稣去。
The disciples followed Jesus despite their doubts.
这个就是我们今天要学习的一个啊。
This is an example we should follow.
因为如果不跟去的话，他们就看不见这个神迹了。
If they didn't go, they won't see the miracle.
所以其实在任何的事情上啊，人都无法预知上帝的作为啊。
So the man cannot predict in anything.
所以上帝垂听我们的祷告啊，也是这样。
Same way God hears our prayers.
他并非完全按照我们的期望的方式来行事。
He doesn't do exactly what we expect.
他而是在祷告中，他会引导我们的心意。
Instead, he guide our heart.
所以我们要体会神的心意。
So, we need to have this understanding.
这个需要时间，有时候也需要我们很有坚忍的毅力。
Which takes time and perseverance.
所以正是在这种过程中，我们跟主的互动，我们才能够经历他给我们带来的惊喜。
So as we interact with God, we will experience the good surprises.
其实人生啊，就好像那好比那个迷宫一样哈。
Life is like a maze.
大家有没有走过那迷宫啊哈
？Have you ever gone into a maze?
很多的迷宫是用那个植物啊、树这样的这样建的哈。
A lot of them are built in different plants.
你走在里面，你也没有地图的，你就是转来转去啊，你知道怎么样才能转出去哈。
You just circle around and no idea how can you get out.
但是你如果想想，如果你是从空中来看这个迷宫的话
，But imagine if you are looking at the maze from the bird's view.
你就很清楚，你看这个人在里边转来转去，其实你就知道你应该这样讲，因为你看得很清楚怎么样可以出去的哈。
That is a completely clear view.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们人生就好像我们每个人都走在那个迷宫里似的，转来转去。
So, life is like a maze.
那么，不知道今天会发生什么事情哈。
No idea what's going to happen.
不知道明天会发生什么事情。
What tomorrow will bring?
那已经发生事情，我们好像也不明白到底是怎么回事哈。
Also, no idea what had happened means.
但是我们要知道，耶稣基督他就有这个视角 去看。这个视角是什么？就好像是一个从立体，从一个上面的角度去看我们这个人生。
But know that Jesus has a different perspective with a multidimensional.
所以他知道我们应该怎么样走。
So he knows the direction.
我们怎么样可以走出去
？How we can get out of the
maze? 这就是为什么我们在凡事上要寻求主的缘故。
That's why we need to seek God's will.
以前呢，去就上个世纪了啊，也很久了，也说是以前很久。有一个年轻人呢，他出生在一个非常贫困的家庭。
There was a 100 years ago, there was a man born in a very poor family.
那么因为家里面很穷，他呢就是上到中学毕业呢就没有再去上高中了。
And because of poverty, he dropped out after middle school.
所以他就找了一份工作，在一个轮胎的公司做事。
And found a job in a tire company.
所以有一年，那年他十七岁的时候。
And when he was 17,
有一次呢，他下班就从这个公司回到家里面去啊。
As he got off from work and going home,
那么他在路上呢，他就听到有一个这种那个时候有这个人在街头布道的啊。
So he heard someone preaching on the street.
那个人也没有什么，就是喊说你要悔改，你要求主的名字，你必然会得救的啊。
And the message was very simple, just repent and you'll be saved.
哎，他听到了这句话。所以他回到家里，他到阁楼上，他真的就做了这样一个祷告。
So he heard that message and he did it. When he got home, he prayed.
他说：“主啊，我是个罪人啊，求你赦免，我真的是啊，要得到这个礼物。”
He confessed that, Lord, I'm a sinner. I want this gift of salvation.
所以信了主之后呢，他大概过了五年多吧，他决定说他要为主做事。
So he became a Christian, and in about 5 years, he decided he wants to do a full-time ministry.
但是他怎么做？他连高中都没有上过哈。
But he didn't even went to high school.
也根本没有受过什么正规的神学训练。
No theology training.
但是呢，他只能在一个偏远的地方，在西弗吉尼亚州一个很小的一个教会里面。去做牧师。
So he served in a very remote village in West Virginia.
他在那个地方做牧师呢，他自学高中的课程啊，自学大学的课程。
So he actually taught himself with high school and college.
那么在他大概三十岁左右，他就一直在那个教会服，但是他开始写文章，写东西哈。
And he started to write around his 30s.
那他这些东西陆续发表呢，其实在美国啊就开始。引起很大的反响啊。
And his books are published and had an impact.
他写的最著名的一本书呢，就叫《渴慕神》啊。
Most famous book is Pursue God.
所以这个人的名字你们大概知道，他的名字叫陶素。
Tozer.
这个是美国二十世纪最伟大的传道人之一。
The greatest preacher in the 20th century.
所以。没有很好的家世，也没受过很好的教育。
No good family, no good education.
但是神使用他的一生，就创造了一个多么大的惊喜。
But God used his life to create a great surprise.
所以陶素这个人是一生啊，他不但是他写的文章、写的书，给人很大的影响。他一生也是这样的，行在神的旨意当中哈。
His book had a great influences, and his life is also a great one.
他们生活非常的简朴哈。
Living a very simple life.
你可以想象吗？他在美国，然后他跟他太太一生从来没有一辆汽车。
And he and his wife never had a car.
他一向都是坐公共汽车啊，坐。火车啊，这些所有的公共交通工具。
He always took the public transportation.
哦，还好他不是生活在洛杉矶哈。
Good, he didn't live in L.A.
在这边就没有办法哈。我，这是说神使用一个人，创造出一个多么大的奇迹。
So God used people's life to create to perform miracles.
好，下面我们来看第二组哈，就是第二组。这个和耶稣互动的人啊。
now we will look at the second group who interact with Jesus.
所以我们来读这个经文的17节到37节。
I'm going to read verse 17 to 37.
17节说耶稣到了就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。
So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days.
伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有六里路。
Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away.
有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。
And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother.
马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他。玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。
Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house.
马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
就是现在我也知道，你无论向神求什么，神必赐给你。
But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you.
耶稣说你兄弟必然复活。
Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again.
马大说我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。
Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
耶稣对他说复活在我生命也在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？
And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
马大说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world.
马大说了这话，就回去暗暗地叫他妹子玛利亚说，夫子来了。
And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, The teacher has come and is calling for you.
玛利亚听见了就急忙起来到耶稣那里去。
As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him.
那时耶稣还没有进村子仍在马大迎接他的地方。
Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him.
那些同玛利亚在家里安慰他的犹太人，见他急忙起来出去，就跟着他，以为他要往坟墓那里去哭。
Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, She is going to the tomb to weep there.
玛利亚到了耶稣那里看见他就俯伏在他脚前说主啊你若早在这里我兄弟必不死。
Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
耶稣看见他哭并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭就心里悲叹又甚忧愁。
Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled.
便说你们把他安放在哪里？他们回答说请主来看。
And he said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
犹太人就说你看他爱这人是何等恳切。
Then the Jews said, See how he loved him.
其中有人说他既然开了瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？
And some of them said, Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?
好，我们就暂时读到这里。
I'm going to take a pause.
我们知道这一段是耶稣跟马大跟玛利亚两个姐妹的互动。
This is how Jesus interacted with the sisters Martha and Mary.
耶稣跟这一家人的关系非常特别的。
Jesus was very close to this family.
我们大家都知道在路加福音曾经记载耶稣曾经到了马大跟玛利亚家去做客对不对
Luke records that Jesus visited Martha and Mary's house.
大家都知道那个关于这个马大跟玛利亚的这一段故事、啊、
And we know how Martha and Mary are so different.
因为马大很忙碌就责怪玛利亚为什么不去帮他等等
Blamed Mary.
我们知道这两个姐妹的个性 是不太一样的。
And their characters are very different.
所以这个很可能呢，这个他们的这个家呀，就是耶稣在耶路撒冷落脚的一个地方。
Very likely that Jesus stayed in their home in Jerusalem.
特别是到了最后，我们知道耶稣都不在耶路撒冷过夜的。
We know that Jesus never spent the night in Jerusalem.
每次都是出城，很可能就是到他们家里过夜的。
Rather, Jesus would go out of town, maybe stayed in their house.
那么这一段经文第二节呢，约翰特别记载说，玛利亚曾经用，玛利亚用油膏过耶稣哈。
John specifically mentioned that Mary later anointed Jesus with fragrant oil.
不过这个膏过耶稣是发生在拉撒路复活以后的事情。
Which happened after the resurrection of Lazarus.
在约翰福音的第十二章也有记载。
In chapter 12.
所以这个经文多次记载说耶稣爱他们。
The scripture said multiple times Jesus loved them.
第五节就说耶稣爱他们姐弟三个人。
Verse 5, Jesus has always loved them.
而且烧心的人给耶稣说，是说你所爱的人病了。
The messenger said the person you love is sick.
那第十一节耶稣讲到拉撒路，说是我们的朋友拉撒路。
Verse 11, our friend Lazarus.
甚至我们刚才读的这段经文，旁边的人看到耶稣哭了，说哎呀，你看这个人有多爱他们。
The Jews who were there said how he loved him.
不过你也会有个问题哈。那么既然耶稣知道他要使拉撒路复活，耶稣哭什么？
You might wonder, since Jesus knew Lazarus will rise again, why did he weep?
他就不需要哭了吗？他应该欢喜嘛，对不对？
He should be joyful.
显然耶稣哭不是因为拉撒路死了他哭。
He didn't weep because of the death.
耶稣哭是因为他看到人呢，这种可怜的光景。
But he mourned for the condition of human.
所以耶稣的爱不仅是给拉撒路和他的两个和他的姐妹哈。
So Jesus' love is not only for this family.
也是为我们所有的人。
But also for all of us.
那么我们知道路加福音记载的故事，我们知道这两个姐妹的个性不太一样哈。
If we read Luke, we're going to know that the two sisters are very different.
这个马大是属于行动派的哈。
Martha is good at action.
所以听到消息马上就跑到村外去迎接耶稣去哈。
She went directly outside to meet Jesus.
玛利亚是属于思想派的哈。
Mary is a thinker.
在家里面坐着还是在那里啊，悲伤啊，忧虑的哈。
And she was still in the house.
但是呢，他们见了耶稣讲的话完全一样。
As they met Jesus, they said exactly the same thing.
这句话是怎么说的呢？我们大家有没有看到
？Did you read that?
在二十二节、二十一节和三十二节都有讲哈。
In verse 21 and 33.
主啊，你若早到这里，我兄弟必不死。
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
这句话是表明他们相信耶稣有这个医治的能力。
Shows that they believe Jesus could heal.
同时也多少有一点失望。
But they are also a little bit disappointed.
耶稣毕竟是在那个地方耽搁了几天，两天的时间。
Because Jesus delayed for 2 days.
如果他那两天急急忙忙的赶路的话，说不定可以在拉撒路死之前可以赶到的哈。
But if he didn't stay for 2 more days, he might heal.
耶稣没有这样做。
But he choose not to.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们是不是也会对耶稣有过这种失望的感觉呢？
Have you ever been disappointed in Jesus?
可能很多时候我们求神祷告的事情是合理的，是好的事情。
Oftentimes our prayers are good.
比如说我们医治身体的病痛啊，亲人信主啊，甚至我们祷告教会兴旺啊等等。
We have prayers for healing of the sick or salvations or prosperity for the church.
既然耶稣爱我们，又有能力帮助我们，为什么不可以满足我们的心意呢？
If he loves us and he is able to help, why he didn't grant our wishes?
其实这样的感觉，我想，并不是只是对当时马大跟玛利亚才有的。
This feeling of disappointment is not only applied to Mary and Martha.
所以大家有没有想过， 就是耶稣的母亲会不会也有过这样的想法？
Have you wondered the mother Mary ever had this feeling?
当约瑟过世的时候，他这一大堆孩子嘞啊。
When her husband Joseph passed away, they have a lot of kids.
既然神把这个弥赛亚放在家里，可不可以使整个事情过得更好一点？
Since God put the Messiah in their family, why didn't he make things better?
为什么不可以让他不死？
Why just hold him alive?
为什么不可以让他们的家可以过一个平常安稳的生活？
And let their family live a happy life.
所以这是很自然的，因为我们都期望说神能够赐给我们所要的平安。
Naturally, we expect God to do what we want.
而且我们祷告求的时候，我们希望神做就是越快越好。
As soon as possible.
那么，但是这个上帝的感觉啊，总像一个老态龙钟的老人似的哈。
But God seems to be like a very old man.
做事都是慢慢悠悠的哈。
And moving really slowly.
很多时候呢，不到最后一分钟，这个事情是不会成的。
And delayed, always delayed to the last minute.
其实弟兄姐妹，任何事情发生在我们身上的事情都不是偶然的。
But nothing that happens to us is by accident.
这都是我们成长的机会。
But opportunity for growth.
可是很多时候很遗憾，我们没有留意这些事情，这个机会怎么样就消失掉了。
But we often miss it because we didn't pay attention.
我以前遇到一个老的弟兄呢，他是一个残疾人。
I used to know a old brother. He was disabled.
他呢是早年他父母在中国的时候，因为逃日本人进来，他逃难哈。
His parents fled out of China because of the invasion from Japan.
所以他们逃到重庆那个地方哈。
So they ran to Chongqing.
那结果呢，就是事情都很混乱嘛。有一次就是他还很小，刚刚出生，结果就把让他从那个椅子上给摔下来了哈。
So by that time, it was very chaotic, and his parents didn't see that he fell from the chair.
这个摔下来之后，他就变成个罗锅哈。
And then he became disabled.
不知道英文怎么说哈。
驼背、
yeah. 就是 hunchback 然后他就不能长高了，他说他身材也就是一米五的这样子，长不高了哈。
So that disability caused that he cannot grow to the normal height.
所以不但是那样，他所有的内脏啊全都是挤在一起的哈，
and all of
没有正常发育了。
Guts didn't have the normal space to grow.
所以我们这可以直起来要走路的人，我们想象不到他是多么的辛苦啊。
So you cannot imagine the difficulties of his life.
所以他非常喜欢听我讲道啊。
He likes to hear my sermon.
特别是我讲到有关复活或将来的事情，他就特别开心。
Especially when I preach about resurrection and the future.
因为这一生他没有的东西，他知道将来怎么样。肯定会有。
Because he holds the assurance that he will have everything that he didn't have for this life.
其实有一次我跟他讲说，对，我们要盼望将来的事情哈。
I told him yes, let's have hope for the future.
好像这一生这一辈子他都是一个罗锅这样的样子啊。
And he has been disabled all his life.
但是，是不是还可以经历神的恩典跟惊喜呢？
But will he still be able to experience the surprises?
很多
Many.
可以想象他可以结婚，他还有孩子。
He got married and have kids.
哎，他的孩子都长得好好的。
And all of his kids are normal.
他太太人也非常好的，也信主。
Very nice wife.
所以，弟兄姐妹，我们没有错，我们是在等候将来神给我们那个复活荣耀的身体哈。
So we're waiting for the glorious body.
但是同样，今天神也会借着耶稣给我们很多的惊喜。
But even on this earth, God will still give us good surprises through Jesus.
我们接下来看最后一段哈。
Let's look at the last paragraph.
从第三十八节开始哈。
From verse 38.
38节，耶稣又心里悲叹， 来到墓前，那坟墓是个洞，有一块石头挡着。
Then Jesus again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it.
耶稣说：“你们把石头挪开。”那死人的姐姐马大对他说：“主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他死了已经四天了。”
Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of whom, of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days."
耶稣说：“我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”
Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?"
他们就把石头挪开。耶稣举目望天说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。”
Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me."
我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。
And I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me.
说了这话，就大声呼叫说：“拉撒路，出来！”
Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth."
那死人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说：“解开，叫他走。”
And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go."
所以这段经文就是耶稣的神迹，使拉撒路复活。
This is about the miracles of resurrection.
这个里面和耶稣互动的第三组人呢，就是所谓拉撒路的亲戚啊、朋友，还有从耶路撒冷赶来的犹太人。
So the Jews, their relatives and neighbors interacted with Jesus.
那么他们跟前面两组人相比啊，他们对耶稣啊所知甚少。
They knew very little about Jesus.
对耶稣的作为啊，更是雾里看花哈。
They had no idea about what Jesus did.
所以自然他们就会有疑问啊。
So they have questions.
他说：“既然这个人这么爱他，又能开瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？”
He loves this person so much, and he can heal the blind. Why can't he keep this person from dying?
答案是当然可以。
And the answer is, of course, he can.
但是耶稣决定的是，不是让他不死，而是让他从死里复活。
But Jesus' plan is not let him die, but let him resurrect.
所以当传信的人见到耶稣的时候，那个时候可能拉撒路还活着。
When the messenger approached Jesus, Lazarus might still alive.
那个时候，因为躲避耶路撒冷的犹太人，耶稣是跑到城外很远的地方。
At that time, Jesus was on the other side of the town.
那么，圣经曾经记载，他大概是在约旦河啊以前施洗约翰给他施洗的那个地方的附近。
Jesus was on the side of Jordan River where he was baptized.
那个地方离伯大尼大概40英里
which is about 40 miles away from Bethany.
大概需要有两三天的路程啊。
Takes about 2 to 3 days of walk.
如果紧慢的赶，耶稣是可能两天赶到的。
If he walks fast, he might make it in 2 days.
但耶稣却在那个地方待了两天。
But he stayed there for 2 more days.
他为什么待两天
？Why?
他要等拉撒路死了。
To wait until Lazarus died.
他才动身，他动身哪里啊？才去哈。
So he get up and go to him.
因为当时这个巴勒斯坦那个地区跟我们的生活习俗不太一样哈。
So in the Palestine, their lifestyle is different from us.
那么死的人当天要埋的。
The dead body has to be buried on the same day.
因为天气非常的炎热哈。
Because it was very hot.
这个人如果不埋的很快就腐烂了。
And the body is very quickly will decay.
那么埋了之后呢，他们再举行这个哀悼啊等等这些的仪式。
And after the burial, they will hold the memorial.
那么耶稣到的时候，这个死人已经放在里面有几天了，有四天了。
And the dead has been buried for 4 days.
所以马大说，他毕竟已经是臭了现在。
That's why Martha said by this time there
就是尸体肯定腐烂了
rot
哈。那么按照犹太人的传统啊观念哈，这个人要死了，三天之内这个灵魂还有可能回到身体里面。
According to the Jewish custom, in 3 days after death, the soul may return to the body.
所以三天之后，他们灵魂就没有办法再回到身体里。
Beyond 3 days, it's impossible.
所以你就知道为什么耶稣要等到他四天的时候他才回来。
That's why Jesus waited for 4 days.
所以拉撒路复活不只是一个神迹。
So it's not just one miracle.
是以主神迹的一个复合。
But a set of miracles.
第一个神迹就是那尸体居然没有腐烂。
The body didn't rot.
第二个神迹是什么？这个灵魂居然三天之后还可以回到身体里。
The soul still returned to the body.
这个如果耶稣没有这个不是这个生命的主，他可以掌管这些的话，这个没有可能发生的。
Jesus is the Lord of life.
那么最后呢，就是拉撒路已经安葬了，而他们安葬，我们知道是把那尸体裹的是密不透风的那样子啊。
And Lazarus' body was wrapped.
那居然这拉撒路可以自己从那个坟墓里走出来。
And he walked out of the grave.
他怎么可以走出来吗？你想。
How?
Yeah, 可以。把我们自己捆上活的都走不出来哈。
Even you're alive and wrapped, you can't walk.
所以神迹，所以这么复杂的一个神迹，耶稣就用了一句祷告。
And Jesus did all that was just one prayer.
所以主耶稣使他们的悲哀成为欢喜。
And the Jesus turned their sorrow into joy.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣同样可以让我们今天的失意成为喜乐。
And Jesus can also turn our disappointment into a joy.
不错，耶稣给我们最大的喜乐就是将来我们有复活的身体。
And the greatest joy for us is the future resurrection.
但是今天呢？今天我们不是在这里苦苦的等求，好像没有盼望一样哈。
But we wait with a hope.
今天我们同样可以经历耶稣的奇妙。
And we can still experience Jesus' marvelous.
同样可以看到耶稣给我们带来的惊喜。
And we can still see the wonderful things.
所需要的就是我们要定睛在耶稣的身上。
All it takes is to gaze upon Jesus.
但是很多的时候我们不是定睛在耶稣的身上，我们是定睛在我们的问题上啊。
Oftentimes we keep our eyes on the problem.
你要定睛在你的身体上，你会发现你身体啊都会有问题哈。
If you focus on the body, you're going to see unhealthiness.
最近中国这个新冠开始流行嘛，对不对？
As the COVID is prevailing in China.
很多人都变成阳性了。
Many are tested positive.
许多人就开始有这种怀疑自己也得了阳性的这个症状哈。
And people just suspect that
今天打个喷嚏，哎呦，我是不是阳了？
If they sneeze, they're going to wonder, am I positive?
哎呀，明天我是嗓子有点疼，哎呦，我是不是也阳了哈
？And dry throat, am I having COVID?
你太集中在这个上面，就想到很多问题哈。
That's because they're over focused.
所以无论是家庭是工作，我们太集中在一些事情上，我们看到都是问题哈。
When you're super focused on something, you're gonna see problems.
教会也是一样哈。
Same as church.
哎，你来到教会，你太集中看那些问题，哎呀，这个也不对啊，那也不好，都是问题的。
Everything is wrong.
但是我们如果把我们的眼睛定睛在耶稣身上
，But if we keep our eyes on Jesus，
哎呀，你就看啊，耶稣，哎呀，今天他在这个人身上做了这件事，明天他在那个人身上做了一件事，哇，你就很开心哈。
You're gonna see what Jesus did amazing things on this people and that people。
所以我们就可以体会到神给我们带来的惊喜。
And you're going to experience the surprises that Jesus brings.
所以有个小故事我给大家读一下哈。
I have a story to share.
所以到有一个人呢曾经低声的跟上帝说，神啊，你请你跟我来说话。
A person once prayed, God, please speak to me.
于是呢上帝送了只喜鹊跟他在那里讲话哈。
So God sent a bird. Sent a bird to sing to him.
所以呢，这个人就没有听见哈。
So he didn't hear.
那后来他又 神没有听见，他就声音又大一点，跟神说：“神呐，你跟我说话。
”And then he raised his voice, saying, "God, speak to me."
于是呢，这天空啊，突然间就打雷，呜这样子。
There came a very loud thunder.
他还是没听见。
He didn't hear it.
他左右看了看，说：“神呐，你让我还是看见你吧。
”And he looked around and say, "Lord, I want to see you."
听不见，我看得见也可以。
I can see you.
于是有一颗流星从天上落下。
Meteorite. So there was a meteorite on the sky.
今天比较难一点啊。所以他还是没有看见，他看见流星了，不觉得这是神样看见的。
But still, he didn't see God.
最后这个人啊，就是开始喊叫了哈，他说神呐，你让我看见一个奇迹吧。
And then he start to shout out to say, God, I want to see a miracle.
哎，于是这个地里呢，就有一个植物突然间怎么样，破土而出，发芽了。
And there is a seed in the earth that starts to grow.
他也没有注意到。
But he didn't notice.
最后他彻底绝望了。
So he was desperate.
他说最后一次，神呢都不行，干脆你能不能摸摸我。
And he said, "Well, that didn't work. Can you touch me?"
于是呢，就有一个蝴蝶飞到他的身上。
So there was a butterfly paused on him.
他看见蝴蝶，他太烦了，把这蝴蝶赶走了。
So he just wiped it away.
所以你看，这个人既没有听见，也没有看见，最后神摸他，他也没有。
So he didn't feel anything.
嘿，弟兄姐妹，就是我们怎么样可以得到耶稣带给我们的惊喜？
So how can we experience the surprises?
就是我们要定睛在耶稣的身上。
To keep our eyes on Jesus.
今天借着拉撒路这个故事啊，真是再一次提醒我们，耶稣是什么？复活的主，是生命的主。
To remind us that Jesus is the Lord of resurrection and life.
他掌管人的灵魂，他掌管我们的生命。
He is the Lord of life.
所以这样的主，我们不跟从他，我们去跟从谁呢？
So who else can we follow if we don't follow Jesus?
所以我们当追随耶稣哈。
So we should follow Jesus.
那么我们必然能够经历耶稣带给我们的惊喜。
And we will experience this joy Jesus brings.
我在达拉斯神学院读书的时候啊，有很多非常好的教授啊。
When I go to the seminary in Dallas, there are a lot of good professors.
那其中有一位教授呢，是属于比较中年一点的，非常出色。
There was a professor middle age.
他的名字就叫Dan Wallace 啊。
Dan Wallace。
那么他的课，他的好几门的希腊文的这个新约的讲的是，他是这方面专家，我都去选， 一门没有缺过啊。
I enrolled all of his class in Greek.
那么其实，在他身上有很多故事哈。
He has a lot of life stories.
他是个很热心的人哈。
Very warm hearted.
非常的追求，工作非常的努力。
And worked really hard.
那么他1997年拿到博士学位哈。
Got his PhD in 1997.
那当时他已经在这个希腊文的研究方面已经是相当有成就了。
And he had a lot of great work in his research in Greek.
不过大概因为他工作太努力了，或者是什么其他的原因，我们不知道，他就得了一种非常奇怪的病。
But he got sick with a very weird illness.
这个病叫病毒性脑炎。
It's a viral encephalitis.
Yeah, 这回犯对了。这个病毒性脑炎这个非常厉害哈，他就要经历治疗哈。
So he went through the treatment.
那么一年的时间他大概都不能离开医院啊。
And he cannot depart from the hospital for a year.
不是医院呢，就是其他的护理的地方这样子。
Or the facilities.
当他身体好了一点的时候。
When he got better.
最给他打击最大的不是这个病，而是他把所有以前学的希腊文几乎都全部忘光了。
The greatest hit that he took is that he forgot almost all of the Greek.
他只大概记得几个希腊文的字母。
Only remembered just a few alphabet.
所以他要重新的学。
And he needs to start all over again.
他下定决心重新的学希腊文。
He was determined to learn from the beginning.
从字母就开始学。
From the letters.
他把自己以前写的教材，专门教希腊文的教材，自己拿过来，以前自己写的，他自己教自己用那个书来教。
He starts to use the book he wrote to taught himself.
非常悲惨。
Very sad.
他真的是不知道说，居然他还年纪很轻嘛，他觉得这整个就要报废了，不能用了啊。
So he feels like so wasted.
但是神居然让他怎么样？他又重新把这东西学回来。
But he did pick them up again.
但是不是很完全，他说经常脑子有空白的啊。
He said he still have a like blank.
显然他肯定不是像以前那么 sharp 啊。
So he wasn't sharp as before.
但是他还可以就重新的开始他希腊文研究的工作。
But he continued his research.
所以这个 Dr. Wallace 现在在希腊文的研究方面还是非常有特色，写了好几本的解经书。
And he's still the expert in that area.
所以神在这些不经意的事情上真的是让我们重新体会他的能力，也更加体会他的恩典。
So Lord want us to experience his grace and mercy in through those unexpected things.
所以弟兄姐妹，只要我们留意，
As long as you pay attention,
我们定睛在耶稣基督的身上，
keep your eyes on Jesus.
我们必定在新的一年里可以经历到耶稣基督带给我们的惊喜。
And we will for sure experience the joy Jesus will bring us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你将主的话语赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us your word.
让我们知道耶稣当年是拉撒路复活的神迹。
Yeah, so that we can study that Jesus raised Lazarus.
乃是再一次提醒我们，主你是复活的主，你是生命的主。
That you are the Lord of resurrection and the life.
让我们专心的跟随你。
Help us to follow you.
因为在你有那永恒的生命。
Because in you there is eternal life.
也求主你保守我们的心
，and will you safe keep us？
让我们愿意用这世界上所有的一切去换取这美好的礼物
，so that we can give up the whole world just for you。
也愿我们的生命日日更新
，and may our life be renewed each day。
能够更像你的独生子耶稣基督的样式
，to be more like your son Jesus。
我们恳求主你保守今天所有听到这信息的每一位的弟兄姐妹和朋友。
We pray that you would bless every brother and sister here.
愿主你祝福我们的人生。
And bless our life.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And pray all this in your son Jesus' name.
Amen.